Julia loves her job at the hole-in-the-wall bookshop downtown, tucked away on a street of rowdy bars. She's always found such pleasure in literature, and nothing thrills her more than helping recommend someone the perfect book. The only thing standing in the way of Julia's happiness is that her boss is quite demanding and even more unappreciative of what she has to offer. He often forces her to work alone and to work late-night shifts, cataloging the most obscure books he can find. She's working on one such horrible night shift right now. In her exhaustion, she must have forgotten to lock the doors at 9 p.m., like she normally does. She shelves the book in her hand and descends the small ladder she stands on. She holds her breath as she makes her way out of the stacks towards the entrance, hoping this isn't another crass, drunk frat boy stumbling in to make a slurred pass at her. To her relief, she finds a young man in a battered brown blazer, white tank top, and corduroy pants, reading a book he's picked up from the front of door display. She sizes him up, figuring if he tries to murder her, she can likely knock him out with the nearest encyclopedia. She nods, gesturing from him to continue his late-night browse. She moves past him and he keeps his eyes to himself, not tracing her tight cardigan and bell-bottom jeans. She locks the door behind him and ensures the closed sign is facing out. She can't help but laugh. He smiles back under his wire-rimmed glasses, still holding the book from the display. Julia beams. Her boss hardly notices the effort she takes in coming up with new displays each month, and this one was one of her favorites. Who is this gracious stranger? She points back to the shelves where her tray of books to sort and shelve awaits her, though she would much rather spend the evening chatting with this kind, handsome foreigner. She ascends her ladder again, picking up the next heavy book. There's no room for it on the shelf, so she struggles to find it a home. She feels her ladder wobble and gasps, then finds her footing as it stabilizes. She looks down and finds the kind man standing there holding a rung for her. He flashes the book from the display. It's a worn copy of Dante's Inferno. He picks up the next book in her sorted pile and hands it up to her. Their fingers brush. They both feel the warmth exchanged between their bodies, though the moment is all too brief. She smiles and turns to shelve the book on a high shelf, just out of her reach on the right. All of the weight on the ladder distorts and she falls off the ladder, but the man catches her in his muscular arms. She would never touch a stranger normally, but she savors this moment in his arms, feeling her breathing steady. He is too lost in the moment before returning her to the ground. He is still holding her in his arms, though her feet are back on the ground. She wonders if she should tell him in case he's just being nice, or if he also felt the electricity between their hands a moment before she fell. She shakes her head no, and he pulls her in closer to his warm body. His arms wrap around the small of her back, feeling the soft knit of her tight cardigan. Her breasts press against him and their breathing begins to sync up. She lays her head on his chest, burying her face in the lapels of his blazer. He feels safe in her arms. He needed a refuge tonight when he normally has none but his towers of books at home. It feels good to be held. A growing feeling below his waistline suggests it might feel even better to do more than hold each other, but he needs to be sure she feels the same. He rests his chin on her forehead. She looks up at him, her lips soft, wet, parted, and begging to be kissed. He wants to take her and pleasure her all over the store until no books are left on the shelves. He waits for her answer. He lifts her chin, bringing her perfect lips to his, and kisses her softly. Then again, deeper, her tongue wrapped around his and his teeth grazing her bottom lip. She feels mounting longing in the tight crevices of her bell bottoms. She grinds herself against his growing erection, feeling him harden against her as she does so. She turns around, rubbing her tight ass into his pants, letting his body react and set on fire as he feels every curve of her backside. He begins to unbutton her cardigan, one button at a time. He reveals a tight, transparent lace bra. He can see her nipples, hard with arousal. He massages them in his fingers as he kisses her neck. She moans in gratification. He flips her back around, ripping the cardigan off, and she feels herself get wet between her legs at this display of carnal need. He kneels down and kisses her now exposed abdomen, inch by precious inch, moving slowly to take her nipples in his mouth. He cannot believe how sweet she tastes. She leans up against the cart, knocking the pile of books to be shelved. He strokes the outside of her jeans, feeling the wetness between her legs and rubbing it along her inner thighs. He unzips her jeans slowly, savoring every second her back arches more in desire. His hand is in her hair, bracing her against the bookshelf as he reveals her soaking lace panties. He pulls down her jeans just below her knees so that she is partially restrained. He turns her around and pushes her against the shelf, supporting herself as she leans over for him. Her legs spread just shoulder-width distance apart. He takes a small paperback off the shelf and traces up from her knee to her innermost thigh. He rubs the book between her legs. He spanks her slightly with the book, and her body reverberates with pain-laced pleasure. She needs him inside her, now. He unzips his trousers, pressing his erection deep against her ass. He slides down his briefs, centimeter by centimeter, until she is begging for more of his throbbing skin against her own. He rubs his hard cock between her ass cheeks. He grins, leaning down and burying his face in her wet pussy and ass to tease her just a bit more until she is gaping for him. Then he enters her, bucking into her as they moan, rattling the books off the shelf.